Good morning, it's Good Friday. Happy Easter, everybody. At Troon Beach this morning, there is nothing moving apart from, in the distance, a tractor sweeping up the seaweed from the beach. So the beach is groomed every morning and a big pile of seaweed is building up. I can see Ailsa Craig in the distance that's got sun on it, and Arran, which still has snow on it, but hopefully they're having their power restored after nearly probably a week of no power. What an interesting week this has been. It just occurred to me that if you ever thought of the possibilities of the things that could happen to you or the things that could happen in your life, you actually have no way of guessing what would happen in the future. Not even if you have a life plan or some sort of career plan. There's no way of guessing what would happen. And the reason I say that is that I was in Aberdeen earlier this week as part of a team delivering a presentation about European funding. And I used to go to Aberdeen probably, 10, 15 years ago as part of a sales team when I worked for a small company in Irvine. And we used to race up. It was a whole day, 5 in the morning, leaving Irvine, shooting up to Aberdeen for 10 o'clock appointments, racing around different things, different appointments, and then coming back. And it was a complete day and you're absolutely shattered after it. And the only impression I had of Aberdeen really was that it was a bit austere, a bit grey, a bit unwelcoming and very disorganised, in that the businesses I used to go and see were largely out at the Dice Airport, and you had to race around. I remember there's one business that was right next to a carpet factory, and yet it was a business that did downhole monitoring for oil wells. So I always had this impression of very business-like, a bit unable to scope out what Aberdeen was about. So I was up this week, and I just reflected in my hotel room that how would I have guessed that my son would now be a doctor, be working in a university doing kidney research in Aberdeen 15 years ago? I wouldn't have. In the same way, I used to shoot down to London a lot. I used to love staying in the Strand Palace Hotel when I worked for ICI. London was an exotic, chaotic, bustling place, a real treat of a place that, again, I usually had to recover from. I used to try and pack in sightseeing shows as well as all the business. Never slept, that kind of thing. And again, would I ever have thought 15, 20 years ago that my daughter would now be living and working down there? Nothing is easy to predict. So this morning I'm up for 6 a.m. gym. I've not had much sleep and I'm wide awake on this fresh, fresh Good Friday morning. It's about -2. You can hear the sea, I hope. And the seagulls are around somewhere. And it's a lovely fresh morning and a lovely day to be alive. I'll speak to you soon. Bye.